Woman, I have a lot of respect for you. And I think you are an amazing athlete. But you are not me. And I am tickled that you and Rhea are all fired up getting to talk about the queen. But let me point something out. Rhea overlooked you. And now, Bianca, you've made it all about yourself. So, Bianca, while you're running your mouth talking about the...
Well, here comes someone else who likes to run their mouth. It's the NXT Women's Champion by the sounds of things.
For a purpose, then spit it out, because I'm all about dropping the queen at WrestleMania.
Hold up. You standing here, and you don't even go here. You think you just gonna run through me and take over Portland, but girl, So at WrestleMania, it's gonna be you and it's gonna be me because I'm the EST of NXT and you can't whoop me.
Bianca, this is a conversation for champions. So stand over there and fix your braid.
Whoa, Charlotte. I didn't come into your house disrespecting you, so do not come in here disrespecting us. Now, don't get me wrong. Bianca and I are going to tear each other apart at NXT TakeOver Portland. Yeah. But let me remind you of something. We have a saying here, in case you've forgotten. We are NXT.
Hey, wait a second.
And Ripley talked about dropping the queen at WrestleMania. Ripley and Belair dropping the queen.
This is J.J. Dillon, the leader of the original Four Horsemen, and you're listening to Phil J. and that pain-in-the-ass choppy on the turnbuckle throwbacks.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Dark Side Media.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
One place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Ooh, yeah!
All right. How about now?
Oh, hey, there you go.
There you go.
There I am.
There you is. What's up?
Nothing much. The sky, the ceiling, everything.
Yeah, man. Welcome to another episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, episode 344, live on the Rant, Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, part of Dark Satellite Media.
He's Phil.
And he's Choppy.
That's right.
Jay's not here. We just got a text from Jay. Jay's at band practice.
We miss him.
We miss you, Jay. No, I'm sorry, Kim. Jay's playing tomorrow night, I think. Jay, if you're in the room, or if you're in Texas,
Texas, where are you going to be at tomorrow?
Where are you going to be at tomorrow night? Because if I get back early enough from my outing, I'm going to try to come through. Lay off the Red Bulls, Philip. There's nothing but concentrated bull piss.
Where's the bell?
you know who said that, right?
No, I do not. It was Double A.
Yeah, it had to be Double A.
I love Double A.
Double A.
Let me show you how you suck.
Money Mike, Shaylin. My cousin Richie's in the room.
Anybody see Richie?
Uncle Eddie from Ham Radio. Hello, Uncle Eddie. Uncle Eddie's been killing it lately, by the way, if you guys don't listen to Uncle Eddie.
He was with Jason Biggs the other day.
He was with Jason Biggs.
God bless him.
Yeah. Eddie's daytime gig is, I think, something with Sirius XM, so he's posting some nice pictures lately. So, Eddie, what's up? Every Wednesday, I think, Eddie, what time you go on? 7 to 7:30? What's up, Fallon?
Hi, baby.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? I'm sorry, I'm still a little under the weather. Choppy's a little bit under the weather,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's been pretty... I can't knock this cold off, man.
Bro, I can't knock this cold out at all. I was doing fine, and I went out Saturday, and I'll get into that in a minute, because I went to Philly.
With the folks.
You missed a good time.
I heard it was good.
You missed a good time, friend. And then I was feeling okay. What's up, Aaron? Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. I'll get to that. But then I was feeling okay, and then the next day I woke up Super Bowl. I had no voice. I was like, fuck, now I got to go to work.
Yeah.
Well, I had Monday off.
That's right, you had Monday off.
I had taken Monday off because it was Super Bowl and I was away that weekend. I figured I did that weeks ago so I could plan it ahead.
Good.
Not knowing that I was going
to
be sick.
Well, we had invited you, but you said you were trying to stay home for a little bit.
I stayed home.
Because you weren't feeling well.
Yeah, and I had Rob at the house. Good. You know, so I had Rob over. And
yeah, we just wanted you to be by yourself. That was it.
Yeah, no. I was, just, you know, I just me and Rob. And then Elaine came over after he got off the plane.
Yeah.
And then found... Made a bunch of snacks and we just hung out.
Nice,
yeah,
good.
We just hung out.
Good.
I didn't want to go out anyway. I was. Lou invited me over to his crib too. I go, you know, like last year, I didn't go. I haven't gone to Florida in 2 years. So
yeah,
I was pretty depressed about it. But anyway, yeah. So I was like, you know, I can't kick this cold.
Yeah.
And I went to work and I was like, all right, I'll try to to get it down. Yes, I'll talk about Fightland in a minute. And I'm definitely going to Battle Royale. I already got my tickets. I'll tell Chop about Battle Riot in a second. He doesn't know about Battle Riot.
I wish I would follow that product a little bit more closely.
It's an easy watch, dude. It's all on YouTube.
I know it is.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know.
There's too much to watch. I mean,
it's NWA Power, which I love watching.
We'll get into that too in a minute.
You know, I not that I'm knocking the MLW product. I think the MLW product is really, really good. It's just that I have no time. I wish I had more time.
It's an easy watch, bro.
Okay.
Seriously, who
should I be watching out for? Besides, you know, British Bulldog Jr.,
Jacob Fatu.
I heard he's amazing.
Brian Pillman's kid. Jacob Fatu's crew is Contra. It's the dude from the Vaudevillains.
Oh,
Simon Gotch.
Simon Gotch is there,
and
yes.
And some other dude. He's pretty good.
Isn't Tristan Ty from FCW in that group?
He's not in that group.
Oh, I thought he was.
He might have been. I'm not sure.
Okay.
The Von Erichs are pretty good.
Oh, the Von Erichs are there?
They're the tag champs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, the
Parker's there.
Kevin Von Erich's kids?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, what's up,
Iron? How do they look?
What's up, Iron?
Physically.
They're Diesel. They're one, and one doesn't wear shoes.
Oh, so he's going by Kevin's deal. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
for them.
So, you know, it's a good watch. I saw Liz Gorman.
Yeah, I saw the picture. That was really cool. How was Liz doing?
She marked out, man.
Did she really?
She's like, oh my God, it's Phil. And then Fallon's like, look, you have a groupie. I'm like,
hey.
Listen, bitches, like, you know, they know, man.
That's good.
When bitches see Big Phil, they go crazy. What's up, John? Mr. John Capello.
Hey, hello, nice. Sir.
Hey, what's going
Thanks
on?
Thanks for joining us today. So, yeah, so we went to MLW in Philly, stopped at Jim's, was myself, Mr. Matt Bowman from the Shining Wizards.
Oh, Maddie was there?
Maddie went with us,
nice,
yes.
Nice, nice, good.
Jay went with us. Jay was super psyched.
Was he super drunk?
No, he wasn't.
He
was not drunk. He was not drunk. No, it was really good. Hold on, let me get into the car because I have it right here. I pulled it up before.
Now, my question is, you went for a TV taping, correct?
Yeah.
And so was that a four-hour gig?
Yeah, it was four
Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Did it take you back to like the ECW days, considering how ECW used to book everything a month in advance?
A little bit. The arena is not like it is anymore.
It's, of course, it's been redone.
Yeah.
Good for. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were in the arena. It was like reminiscent of the old ECW days. So.
All right. So maybe I won't give. So I'm not gonna. I'll do non spoilers. Oh wow! Thank you.
Oh my God! You did not get the Crave case. She did.
She got a Crave case.
Oh my God! God bless.
All right. So.
I'm sorry.
So now. I won't give away the answers. I'll just give away the gimmicks, right? So Al Lindemann,
hey.
Fort Senshi, did you take any for yourself?
What about for Logan?
Oh.
I have chicken right now.
Los Parks for Country Unit, it's Joseph Samuel and Simon Gotch. Myron Reed from the Injustice. He defended his middleweight title against Laredo Kid.
Okay.
Killer Cross fought Filthy Tom Lawler.
He's good. Tom Lawler.
Yeah, Mance Warner is basically their version of Stone Cold Steve Austin. He fought Gino Medina. He's part of Dynasty, which was MJF's old crew. Alexander Hammerstone, he's also part of Dynasty. He's the national openweight champ.
Wow.
So he defended against T-Hawk, which is another SEMA is the name of the crew. What's up, my brother Mike? Let's see. Douglas James fought Septimo Dragon. King Mo is fucking awful. He had low key had to carry him.
Wait, King Mo, as in the guy from UFC?
Correct.
No, yeah. He's there.
Brian Pillman fought Jimmy Havoc.
We
saw Jimmy Havoc outside getting coffee. Davey Boy Smith fought Eric Stevens. He's part of Tom Lawler's crew.
Rob got a picture with Davey Boy.
He did.
How was he?
I didn't see him. Rob said he was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Injustice, Jordan Oliver and Cotto Brazil fought Laredo Kid and Senshi. The Dynasty fought Mance Warner, Logan Creed, Savio Vega. Yeah, Savio's there.
Wow.
Dominic Garnini fought some jobber guy. And then there was a eight-man tag, Killer Cross, Davey Boy Smith, and Navon Ericks against Team Filthy, Tom Lawler and his crew.
On the, yeah.
It was good. It was good, though. I enjoyed it.
So you got to see Killer Cross.
Yeah.
How is he?
He's a beast.
He's a monster.
He's a beast. Oh, Goldberg's fighting the Fiend in Bloody
Sabbath. Yeah, I heard rumors about that, so that's fine.
Just announced. How many in the case? How many come in the case? 30?
30 in the case.
Yeah, someone's asking about the case.
Yeah, the case is fantastic. I don't know if anyone can see it, but it's a delight.
It's a delight.
Yes, it is. Thank you, wifey.
Thank you, wifey. So how are you? I know you want to...
Besides being sick. I'm sick, and then, you know, it's a mixed bag of emotions today. I'm happy that I'm seeing you. Very happy.
Yeah.
I'm also very upset the way things have gone down the last, you know, 24 hours. I don't know if people have... If people have not been following the rant, basically there was a post of... Trump.
You don't have to get into the whole
thing. Yeah, well, the whole thing. Basically, you know, there was a political... In my mind, it was a political post. But anyways, I think I heard a couple people's feelings. And it wasn't just... It wasn't intentional. It was just in my opinion, you know? And everyone has the right to an opinion. Anyways, I just want to address the fact that, you know, things were said. behind closed doors, and I just want to apologize to a couple people. First, I want to apologize to Nick German. Things were said via text message in regards to his post on the rant, and things could have been handled a little bit differently, but you know, we were very upset with each other, but I wanted to be the bigger person. I know I should be doing this to, you know, via phone, but I just want to do it on the air. I think it would mean a little bit more if I did it on the air. So I just want to say, you know, German, I'm sorry. I also want to apologize to Mike Norenganger. You know, I want to, he was saying, you know, everyone has every right to their opinion. And I agree. And I'm also, you know, I have a right to my opinion. So I just want to say, either way, I'm going to be the bigger person and just, you know, say, you know, I'm sorry for anything that my comments may have done. Another person I want to bring up is Double A, the boss, the sole proprietor of the rant. I want to apologize for him, to him as well, because you know, I shouldn't have had him involved, but I just wanted to, you know, it's something that shouldn't have been done. I should have just, you know, left it alone. But I asked his opinion about it, and he said it didn't bother him, but it, you know, in the end, he wasn't a fan of it. But regardless, I just wanted to, I wanted to apologize to him just to let him know that, you know, I'm sorry for having him bring into the whole situation. And last but not least, I want to apologize to one Phil Rea, because I don't want people thinking that, you know, Phil is the only one that, you know, does the decision making here. It's a collective group effort over here, whether people want to believe it or not. And I just want to apologize to you. And all the apologizing I'm done is done and over with. And if people don't accept it, I'm sorry. That's all I can do.
So with that being said, I'll piggyback on briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you don't owe me an apology, but that's your prerogative.
That's me.
That's your prerogative. That's first of all. Number two, no matter what field, genre, platform, politics always prevent accountability. Okay? That's why we don't like it on our page. Politics prevent accountability. I learned that a long time ago. Opinions are like assholes, okay? Everybody has them. Some of them stink. And for that reason, we didn't want that on our page. You happened to get involved on another page,
mm-hmm.
and I backed you because you were upset.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be. I said my piece to everybody involved. I apologized myself. It's water under the bridge. But we watched, for the last 3.5 years now, we watched relationships disappear
mm-hmm.
on social media. Correct. Your friends, my friends, family, all because of their political affiliation. Okay. I kind of overreact a lot of times because it's just in my nature. It's not nobody's fault but mine. It's my cross to bear. I get it. I'm not sorry for a lot of things I say. Neither is he. Everything that's done here is a collective. Even though the website is in my name, even though I started the show, even though I pay for a third of this equipment and I pay for the fucking services, like, everything we do is a collective. I don't make a move without Choppy, his input, and now Jay. Apparently someone had an issue with Jay being on the show. That was also our decision. We brought Jay on because we're trying to expand the brand. Not that we have to explain ourselves, but Jay was a wonderful addition to the show.
Yep.
He's been a wonderful addition. He fits right into what we wanted to do. We've had this plan for a while. We wanted to interact and interchange like other podcasts do. I thought it was a good mix. Everybody else thought it was a good mix. Our inner circle thought it was a good mix, except for one individual, which is fine. And he had, you know, that's his opinion. But the show is going in a different direction because it's been 8 years and we're expanding and we're doing things. We're talking to people. We're making moves. And it's a very special feeling we have around here. And we wanted to get somebody else involved. And Jay fit right in. I say we all vote to fill in the blank and leave it blank and see what happens. Well, the reason why I don't discuss politics with Choppy, and Choppy knows this because Choppy doesn't vote. Okay. And Choppy is part of 44% of 300 million people in this fucking country that do not vote. So when he says something to me, it doesn't validate with me. And I tell him right to his face, I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay? So he doesn't talk politics with me because he knows better. We don't discuss politics or religion because it is what it is. The only time we discuss religion was when I baptized this kid. Okay? Which is fine, you know? Jay holds the mic. The only thing that bothers me about Jay is he holds the mic like a wine glass. Ring the bell. Either way, like, that's our boy, you know, and he's our brother now, you know, and he's going to be doing stuff with us, and I hope everybody's on board with it. If you're not on board with it, you don't have to listen. I apologize. I'm not here to only please certain people. We reached out to, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners and downloads, and every week I get the notices, so it's like, I know people are listening. It just hurts my soul that people that are close to us were hurt and offended by certain things that we did or said. Nothing was ever malicious intent. Nothing was ever done on purpose.
No.
You know, a lot of stuff we do on here is tongue-in-cheek. This is just an extension of who we are. We've said this from the jump, you know. And I don't want to bring the show down. I just want to, you know, I didn't want Choppy to say anything, actually. I wanted him to be the, you know, he's like, I'm going to take the high road. I want to apologize. I was like, all right. He's going to blow his top. I kind of talked him off of it. Somebody else behind the scenes talked him off of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not who we are as people. All right. We're not one person. We're a collective. We're like a dysfunctional family, you know. It's like we're like siblings. We fight. We argue. We yell at each other. But at the end of the day, we're all for one for all. And if any of our inner circle gets disrespected, we do the same thing for them too. It's not like a thing where we you know, it's just not just for one person, you know. There's going to be shifts and gaps and boundaries and, you know, I'm not going to be on the show 1 week. Choppy's not going to be on the show 1 week. Jay, like tonight, next week, none of us are going to be on the show on Friday because it's Valentine's Day. But we're going to have, you know, we'll do a show. We'll probably do a show that week anyway. But, you know, it's not really a thing. You know, it's for us, all we want to do is entertain you guys. We live a very, very crazy lifestyle, work, family, job, responsibilities. Adulting sucks. Choppy has two kids, works an insane amount of hours. Jay is a civil service worker. I'm an EMT. Like, we work insane hours. If I get 2 hours out of my boys a week, and if I see them more than that, it's like a bonus, okay? So I'm just glad that you guys all stuck with us, and you've all stuck with us because we've been doing this for so long now. So, you know, and Justin's right. You know, family doesn't always agree, but we're all still a family. You know, I don't have to like what you say on your podcast or your social media,
correct.
But I'm not your friend because of your affiliates. I'm not. I'm your friend because of a common bond that we have.
Correct.
Which, whether it be, you know, pot or wrestling or pop culture or social media or an all-in-one, you know, I'm not. This is not a thing where we, you know, this is not a philocracy, you know. No one has to report to me or no one, you know. I don't know. It is what it is. You know, it. Hold on, he said, wait, Double A said, I took Rage's call on Tuesday. The call till 2 a.m. wasn't fun, but we all learn and live. Yeah. Because you know what? At the end of the day, we're family. I would give anything for my family.
Correct.
My friends look out for me like family. I wear that on my shirt, on my sleeve. It is what it is. For the last couple of years of my life, Choppy's been my right arm. You know? And he's been irreplaceable. So it's more than the show. If the show ends tomorrow, me and Choppy still go. You know what I'm saying? This is not just because of the show. The show is now a bonus of our relationship. And now we have Jay, which is amazing. And Jay's just, he fits right in with what we're doing, and he's awesome. I love being a part of Rant DM Radio. According to certain people, we're girly girls or something like that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
We're snowflakes.
We're snowflakes, but...
And we get triggered.
But we're still here.
Yeah.
And we're going to remain here. And we're affiliated with some really cool podcasters and networks.
Yeah.
And we're highly regarded in some people's social circles. And we're also endorsed by the biggest and the baddest. I don't have to name drop. You guys all know who they are. And we're all friends behind the scenes, and they all reach out to us all the time, and they give us love, and they show us love, and they plug us all the time. So with that, we're still here. And this is 344, and we're going to keep going. So with that being said, I'm over it.
Me too. I'm done.
All right.
So
where do you want to go first?
Should I tell you where I'm working tomorrow?
But yeah, go ahead.
Project Runway.
What?
Yes, I'm doing Project Runway tomorrow and Sunday.
Where?
Greenpoint.
Ugh.
I knew you were going to say that. When my friend texted me, he was like, do you want work? You want to work tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, what do you got? He's like, don't laugh. I'm like, what do you got?
He goes, don't laugh.
Don't laugh. I'm like, okay, tell me. What's Project Runway. I'm like, stop. Immediately, I sent him some of these emojis of me laughing hysterically. It's the funniest shit. Project Runway?
How many burgers have you eaten?
2, 4, 6, 8.
You fat motherfucker.
Who do we appreciate? Dre. 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 Dre.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
And I had fries on top of that.
Pass you another burger. I'm on number 3.
You want 2?
No, just 1, please.
You sure?
Positive. Carry on.
And then I got another call earlier this week.
Uh-oh.
For another movie.
Ooh, a movie.
You want to hear what it is?
Are you still doing the FBI show?
Still doing it. It's going to end in March.
Okay.
I got an offer to join the crew of Sesame Street, the movie.
No! Yeah. Yes!
So,
fucking A, man. It's awesome.
That's going to happen. Sesame Street, the movie's coming.
Holy shit, dude. That's huge. Dude, you gotta fucking get a couple of Muppets to talk to you.
I will. I'll FaceTime you with Elmo.
No, I want to talk to Grover, man.
I know. I'll talk to Super Grover instead.
Super Grover and I have some work to do.
Yes, absolutely.
That means on the next show, on camera, Choppy's going to work it.
Work? You better work. Have a go.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, look at Shaylin. Oh, Project Runway. Oh, snap.
Hello.
Frisco.
I'm over here now. I'm over here now.
So that's going to be on the only on the weekends for now.
You do the runway in the weekends, this old hat to me. Honey.
Weekends, I have to dress up and look pretty.
Hey, girl, hey.
And then, yeah.
You're a jack, girl. That's what I think you.
I thought I was going to be doing John Wick 4, which that hasn't materialized yet.
That is still in production?
It's still in pre-production, which is they're probably still finalizing the scripts and all that stuff. All
right.
And I've also heard that they're going to be doing The Matrix 4 and John Wick 4 at the same time.
Nice.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to be doing Sesame Street for a while. Let's just say it's going to be really, really busy.
Where are they doing Sesame Street? Out here on
Manhattan.
Jersey? Oh, Manhattan?
It's got to be Manhattan.
Well, no, it doesn't have. Don't they film in Queens also?
They film it at the Kauffman Studios in Astoria.
That's what I thought.
However, they want to give it an authentic feel as to make it look like Sesame Street as if Sesame Street was a street in Manhattan. So
yeah.
They're doing it in Manhattan, so it's going to be great.
Find out where Oscar's garbage can goes, and please walk on Bert and Ernie doing inappropriate things.
Wait. Hey, Bert. Oscar's my favorite character on that whole show.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert. Ernie. Hey, Bert.
Here's my thing. When did all of a sudden Oscar not become a homeless character? There was a homeless... They introduced a homeless puppet on the fucking show.
Wait a minute. They have a homeless Muppet?
There's a homeless Muppet. And I was like, wait. I was like, what happened to Oscar? Isn't Oscar homeless?
No, he lives in a garbage can.
Bullshit!
What was his? What was his, the worm's name?
Oh, wasn't it Wormy?
I don't know, man. You said it was he was your favorite, so I thought you would know.
I think it's Wormy.
That was Slimy.
No.
Well, guys, chat room. What was?
Wasn't even the worm that hangs out with Oscar.
Hangs out with Oscar the Grouch.
I love Snuffleupagus. I think he's great.
Hi, Bird.
Hey, Big Bird. Hi, how you doing?
That was actually really fun. Big Tone in the building.
You know, it'd be really cool. If they bring back Kermit for this one movie.
Hey ho, Kermit the Frog.
Frog here.
Hey ho, Kermit the Frog.
Oh, man.
I always wanted to be the voice of something. Like, I always wanted to do, like, a voiceover of, like, a cartoon or something.
Do Dr. Claw.
How did anybody?
Give a shit. Inspector Gadget, you stay there.
Or you do Skeletor really well.
Slimy is the worm. Thank
you. Oh, you were right. You called it. Okay. Thank
Oscar
you.
Technically isn't homeless. That's right, Double A. He's not.
Bullshit!
Dude, he's not. They showed the inside of his garbage can.
Oh, that's right, they did. God
he's,
damn it,
he's
you're
got,
right.
He's got a fresh little pad down there.
Oh, man. He's like a genie in a garbage can.
He is a genie in a garbage can. That's basically who he is.
Who's another character I enjoyed off of that?
Dude, it was fucking Telly.
Cookie was great.
Cookie was awesome. Big Bird wasn't one of my favorites.
I hated Big Bird.
Yeah, me too.
Kind Fuck of. Him.
You know, I liked, what the aliens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait a minute. When did the Muppet Babies stop joining Sesame Street? Because I remember, not the Muppet Babies, the Muppets itself. Because I remember Kermit was a part of it at one point.
Oh,
Gonzo was a part of it.
You're talking like 50 years
ago. Oh, my God. Gonzo was awesome on that fucking show.
Yeah, Camilla the Chicken.
Yeah. What about Beaker?
Professor Bunsen.
Oh, beep, 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 beep. That's great shit. Oh, man. That's going to be cool, man.
That's, dude, that's so, you know what's even cooler? That your kids are going to see it when they.
Oh, dude. When they see them, like, oh, my God, Elmo. Well, you know, Logan loves Elmo. Forget it.
Logan marks out for Elmo.
Forget it. That's his hero.
The count. 7 drops of goo on my lip.
The count. Who forget?
12 drops of goo on my lip.
That's great shit.
And the videos, bro, the fucking pinball. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, we used to count all the time whenever they did 1, 2, 3 at the wrestling matches.
My son, he goes, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2,
Sit down, Mark. Yeah, so that's pretty much what's going on in the my life of work.
Film industry?
In the film industry. I would really like to work on John Wick 4 because that fucking movie series is amazing. Just to have the opportunity to be on that is amazing.
I have a strange feeling. I'm going to bump into him on the train.
Who?
Because we take the same route.
Keanu? Yeah.
We take the same route.
Keanu's he's just a regular
dude.
Every day he rides the train. Just a regular dude, man. He doesn't
think I'm going to bump into him.
You
eventually.
Will. You will. I wouldn't be surprised if you bump into De Niro sometimes because De Niro.
I used to bump into De Niro all the time. Though.
Yeah, but
because my ambulance was parked down on Greenwich Street.
Correct.
Back in the day, by Solomon Smith Barney.
You might bump into him a lot more often now because he's also building.
He's banging more black chicks.
Well, besides that,
no. Oh, okay.
But he's building some studios up in Yonkers right now.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is.
He's filming more shit.
I don't know if he's filming more shit. I think he wants to be more of a producer now because he's getting really old. I don't know if you saw The Irishman, but he looked like shit in The Irishman.
Dude, he was like 107.
Oh,
playing a 35-year-old.
Really? How about Joe Pesci looked like 200 years old? Jesus Christ on a cracker. I feel bad for those guys.
I was calling him Count Pesci.
Count Pesci. And you know what's the funniest thing in that whole movie? Was trying to see Al Pacino getting up and down off of his chair. That's the funniest thing in the whole movie.
He played a good Hoffa, though.
He did, but did it have Did it have to take 3.5 hours to kill Hoffa?
I said that 2 weeks ago.
I agree with you. Do I think it's an Oscar-worthy performance? No, it's not. It's a good movie, though.
Yeah, I didn't see the SNL skit.
I don't know.
No. I don't really watch SNL.
I have friends that work on SNL.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The
last thing I saw was the Eddie Murphy thing.
Well,
which was fantastic.
My friend told me, yeah, he worked on the, I had a friend of mine who worked on the Eddie Murphy shit. And a lot of the SNL shit, they do everything on Fridays, man. Friday night, they prepare for SNL. It's literally like, I shit you not, people, 20 straight hours of blood, sweat, and tears. It's blood money, a.k.a. Saudi Arabia money. But it's.
Oh, for your people.
For me, for other people, SNL is like blood money. If you want to make a nice $2,000 check in one day, It's SNL.
There's right? a lot of work going on.
So much work. But it's, you know, it's fine. It is what it is. But anyways, back. Let's go to wrestling.
No, it's all show. Whatever. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I've been following another wrestling group of ours. It's the one that does the LGN figures one.
Uh-huh.
Dude, the guy who does the statues of like the rock and wrestling 80s shit.
Now, I wonder, is he printing them on a 3D printer and he's painting them?
I don't know, dude, but that shit's amazing.
I got to talk to Aline because Aline has a 3D printer.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
And if that's what that dude's doing, we got to find somebody who could paint and print those fuckers out with Aline.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, man.
I liked it. You know what else was amazing? Eddie Kingston's promo this week.
Yo.
That was insane.
So we're all set for Power.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're waiting for the next pay-per-view, which is in April.
The Crockett Cup.
And the stipulation for Marty Scurll, if he loses to Nick Aldis, he has to pay back the audience.
Which is what, $50 a ticket? Who cares?
Who knows, man? But I think it's brilliant, you know?
It's never been done in terms of a stipulation.
Hoffa had a creepy love for Peggy.
He did, didn't he?
Did Phil see the figures yet?
My cousin. That's right. Richie, thank you for reminding me, Richie. I thank you in the middle of the week. I'm thanking you over the air. He sent me Roddy Piper, Hogan, Demolition Axe, and I believe the other one was Hogan. Oh, Macho King.
You gotta see Richie!
Macho, thank you so much, man. It's downstairs. I gotta show it to you. I'm gonna bring him up.
Phil Choppy J action figures when. See?
See, that's see.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, this is why I wanted a third person. This is why I wanted to. I want a bobblehead. I want an action figure. I think any kid would like to beat up a fucking Choppy action figure. I'm serious. Choppy with a kung fu grip? Come on, dude. That's fucking brilliant.
What about a Choppy with a kung fu chop?
Yeah, you kung fu chop. Yeah.
Wah!
Give Jay drumsticks.
What are we going to give you?
I don't know, man.
A Red Bull can?
A Red Bull can. Something in my hand to throw at somebody.
We need to be a pop figure.
Pop figure. Yeah. Yeah.
A pop figure.
Yeah. I think all of our podcasts should have action figures.
Could you imagine one of a Bowman?
Oh, Jesus.
What about one of Kevin Garifo?
Yo, we pissed so many people off at that fucking show.
Which one?
You've been so proud of us.
Oh, great.
Because there was so many fucking... There was a guy who kept sitting... He was in the second row. We were in the sixth row. He just kept standing up. Every second, we yelled out, "Sit the fuck down, Mark. Sit down, Mark." And like every... Like, finally, to the point where the dude in the third row tapped him on the shoulder, like, "Yo, sit the fuck down. Everybody's yelling at you in the back." White Castle Accessories Pack. Choppy, ooh, the Kung Fu Mook.
Hey,
I'm not mad at that, bro. We'll get you like a gi. We'll get like, but see, that's the thing, Choppy. We'll get him like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pack. We'll make you like different, give you different costumes and shit.
I like that.
Right?
Give me a turtle shell.
Yeah. Well,
isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know, it'd be great.
I'm not mad at that.
If we all had like dinosaur figures, I'd be the Mukasaurus Rex. Mukasaurus Rex would work, dude.
Mukasaurus Rex. Man, I'd be like, oh, forget it. I'd be like Panthro.
You'd be like the Triceramook.
The Triceramook.
And then Jay would be the Teramook.
The Teramook. The Pterodactamook. The J-Dactyl.
The J-Dactyl. I love it. That's awesome. The J. Oh, that's great.
Look, man, this stuff prints money.
J-Dactyl. That's J-Dactyl. Awesome.
The J-Dactyl. So, ooh. Yeah, man. So, yeah. So, Power was really good. I don't know where Melina's going with her character, which is fine. I mean, I'm not too mad at it.
She needs to go.
The Impact Player action figure, huh, Shaylin? Would you buy that? Keep it next to your bed at night?
With punching, smashing action figure. Or...
Oh, get or like Hulk hands. Get Phil hands. You big mitts.
Mitts. You like these hands? You better like these hands.
Oh, man.
That'd be awesome. Could you imagine a Phil with a pull string to the back?
You like this hat?
Yeah!
You better like this hat.
Sure
that's
do.
No
sure do.
Sure do.
Could you imagine a pull straight? You'd be like Pee Wee Herman, except Phil.
Oh. That'd be awesome. Get my own Hallmark ornament.
Wow.
Hang me on your tree.
Hang me on your tree. you'd be like the, what's the thing that people hang over their heads to kiss and stuff?
The mistletoe. You're a thistletoe.
A thistletoe. Wow, a thistletoe, that's great. Oh, man.
A thistletoe.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Meat Mittens, thank you. Yeah, I think that's the name of the episode tonight, Meat Mittens. Thank you, Justin. Inconclusive every Sunday on Shining Wizards Network.
Hell yeah, that show is fucking great.
Meat Mittens.
Meat Mittens, that's awesome.
I think I just found the name of the show tonight. Your action figure should talk. I do. All right. Eddie Kingston. Getting back to wrestling, please. This is a wrestling podcast, by the way. If you didn't know
yeah,
already.
Wow.
If this is your first time, I'm actually not apologizing. As Choppy eats a half a fucking case. No, I'm good. I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, maybe later.
Okay.
Did
I eat half a case? No.
No, you eat about a third. Yeah, Eddie Kingston, the Choppy toe. Oh, no.
Ugh.
Anyway, Eddie Kingston killed it this week. He is the talk of the town. So good.
You want to know something? He's one of those guys that nobody talks about until he drops a fucking bomb on a fucking show.
I went to one of my first PWS shows, and he wrestled on it. And I was sitting at the walkway, and I was like, I just jumped up, I'm clapping. He walked up to me, he's like, "What's up?" And he gives me a hug.
That's awesome.
He's one of my favorite people. If I was like a indie booker type of guy and I was starting a Fed and I was trying to get names in, he would like be the first person.
I'm not mistaken, that was the night that Tessa Blanchard was just starting off her career and she got backhand fisted by Eddie Kingston right in the fucking head. It was good. Yes. Good stuff.
That's when she was with Chris Payne, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So so now here's the backstory. So you know the Pope is trying to get Homicide and Kingston some tag title matches or whatever.
Yeah.
And he kind of does them dirty. And he gets them screwed over.
And he gets the Dawsons instead. Which they're fucking awful.
They're like the fucking...
They look like an indie team. They
look like inbred Briscoes.
You know what? That's a really, really good thing to say about
Now, the Pope can talk, but why is he affiliating himself with the inbred Briscoes? I have no idea. But again, it makes the storyline...
Oh, my God. It just dawned on me.
What's that?
What if you see the Briscoes on NWA one of these days?
Come out and jack these two turds?
Oh, my God.
I'm not mad at that.
Because they have a working relationship with ROH right now.
I'm telling you right now, the Briscoes can walk in and... I like the tag champs right now. Eli
Drake and James Storm?
And James Storm, yeah.
He's like, James Storm, what do you do at 6:05? I don't know. At 6:04, I grab the remote and turn it on to NWA Power. He's like, so you got one of them smart TVs? He's like, I don't know if my TV is smart, but I know I'm not. Some shit like that. That was a good fucking promo.
Let's take you now to the Pope.
Yes.
I know, I wasn't done.
Come on in, Eddie.
Relax. I'm not doing nothing, you know what I mean? My hands are behind my back, you know what I'm saying? I'm being a good boy, you know, because the NWA told me I got to relax because, you know, I came here today and had a screwdriver in my pocket. I went under the ring. I got me a wrench. And they said, you know, Eddie, please don't do that when I should. I should go right after your eyes. Yeah. I should go after your tongue and rip it out your mouth. Look at me. Look at me. You two be easy. You two be easy. You better look at me. Yeah, put him in front of you, but look at me and understand something. Don't you ever in your life disrespect Homicide like that. That man built New York City. Yeah. That man made stars. But all those people like me who are champions in other companies, he made. Yeah. He made them. And he is my blood. Because of him, I didn't commit suicide. Do you understand that? That's reality. That's real. I died for that man. I cried for that man. And you disrespect him, I should bury you where you stand. But, I got friends in this business, very few. And they know who they are. But, my friends, they're a little busy. You know what I'm saying? So, I did get a phone call from two green kids, a couple high flyers. They got beautiful smiles, pause. But they needed a favor. I needed a favor. So they're here tonight, and maybe you'll like them, maybe you won't. But they got my back. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the bouncers.
Two high flyers.
That was pretty cool.
Dude, the emotion, the real emotion coming out of this man's mouth.
Iron Man says, choppy plush dog, kind of like the Hogan one.
Hey!
I'm telling you right now, if you buy your kid a choppy plush, that's a good fucking Christmas.
You know how they had pound puppies? Pound choppy.
Pound choppy.
Pound choppy.
Pound choppy. My choppy and me. My choppy. Instead of my buddy, it's my choppy. You put overalls on you and shit, and just say inappropriate shit when you pull the string. Go fuck your hand.
Eat a bag of dicks.
pull the string. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
My choppy and me.
Oh, choppy, they're bullying me at school. Go eat a bag of dicks.
Actually, got choppy a bag of dicks for his birthday.
Hey, you did. It was good.
Two kinds.
Yeah, it was really good, actually.
Yep. Yep.
Delightful.
That would be my thing we pulled. Delightful.
Delightful.
My mook. No, my choppy. I like that. My choppy and me.
You know what would be a phrase for you? It's a very fine establishment. It's a very fine
establishment. I'll buy that for a dollar. Yeah. But
crack prices over here.
I'm telling you. Yeah, no, that was the emotion. Homicide of Eddie Kingston was really good, though.
I mean, everything he said was pretty much true. He made guys, you know, Homicide made guys, and he made that point valid on this fucking promo. And, you know, It was great. I mean, I love NWA Power. And then the opening song, dude, Pantera. Oh my fucking God. I mean, I like the old song, but the new song is really good.
Yeah, you know, Phil Denton had a point. He's like, you know, the Dokken song brings that 80s feel to it.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but anything with Pantera is fucking great. So, I mean, I'm not mad at that either, you know? So
now, also, what do you think of Ricky Starks as television champion?
I'm not mad. You see the Lucky 7 rule now?
Yeah, I love it. I
like that rule, so, too. I'm not mad.
Whether it's a win or draw, as long as he holds onto the belt 7 straight times, he gets a world title shot.
I'm not mad at that.
I like that. That's a really cool thing.
I'm not mad at that at all, dog.
And what about Trevor Murdoch? You know, going to a draw against fucking Aaron the Idol Stevens or Shooter Stevens, as he likes.
Shooter Stevens. That's awesome.
I mean, I love the NWA television title, but the U.S. title looks pretty good too.
I'm not mad.
The national title, it looks really good.
I'm not mad at it.
It looks really good.
I'm not mad at it at all.
And then, I thought the NWA Power as a show was really good this week. What'd you think?
No, it was good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
What'd you think of NXT?
I watched NXT today, and we played the promo. I love the promo that opened it up.
Yeah,
the girls are growing on me. You know, I'm a big. Let me get into this. Hold on one second. Let me get into that. I have the. I brought up the results. No. Was that? No, I don't want that. Hold on. Jordan Devlin. With Tyler Breeze.
Yeah, that was
a good match.
Very good match.
Mercedes Martinez. I thought Casey Cannonzaro left. That's Tom. What's his face?
That's Ricochet's girl. Ricochet's girl. No, she's still there.
Yeah. She's so tiny, man.
She's a tiny little girl.
She's so tiny.
You know who asked for her release? The Brazilian chick, Tainara Conti.
Who cares?
Yeah, she's
not that good anyway. Mercedes hit her with the fisherman bust. That was pretty good.
I mean, Mercedes. You know, I don't know how WWE was sleeping on this girl. She's pushing 40.
Let's give her a run now.
Yeah, I wish they had given her a run earlier. She's really good.
Let's see how she does.
Yeah,
it's a crowded division now.
It is.
It's a crowded division.
I think she's going to do just fine. Can you see her and Ripley going at it for the title?
I can see Ripley going up against everybody at this point. Right
I agree
now because she's a beast. Dijakovic beat Killian Dane with the Feast Your Eyes.
I'm telling you, Chris. Dijakovic is growing on me now. Ever since this new
Angel book. Garza and Steve Swerve Scott, that wasn't a bad match.
That was pretty good.
And then, of course, the Undisputed Era versus
Tommaso and who's it? Tommaso and shit, Bruiserweights.
Yeah, the Bruiserweights, bro.
Bro, apparently there's a lot of heat on Matt Riddle for legit heat.
Let's get into that, man. First he goes after Goldberg a couple of months ago.
Then goes Lesnar.
And then Lesnar said, like, something, you'll never work with me ever, never, ever, which I thought was pretty funny, you know. Is it a work? I don't know.
I don't think it's a work, because apparently there's reports going on that Vince McMahon is not happy with him at all.
I don't know.
If you got the old man unhappy, then that's not a good thing.
And now Goldberg's fighting Bray Wyatt at the Super Showdown.
Which means Bray Wyatt's going to win, no matter what.
Who cares?
The Super Showdown is just for all the geriatrics to come out of the woodwork and get a great payday. Who knows? Maybe even Sting pops up. You might see Sting versus The Undertaker at Super Showdown.
Oh, please.
Two geriatrics that can't even move.
Please.
Why?
Did you hear the WWE might outsource their pay-per-views to other streaming services?
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't like that.
I don't know if that's a legit... It came off of one, more than one feed. That's why I'm only talking about it. You know.
Well, there was a conference meeting that Vince and then there was a Vince kind of somewhat confirmed it, but it's not a signed deal yet.
Yeah.
So who knows? Speaking of signed deals, one person that WWE/Triple H is trying to acquire is the services of one Kazuchika Okada, former IWGP Heavyweight Champion. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's in the rumor mill right now.
Justin said, got to get that Halloween Havoc money. Halloween.
Halloween.
That's fucking fantastic. That gets the bell.
The Blood Money pay-per-view.
Ain't nobody. Okada's going nowhere.
Yeah, he's staying with New Japan.
New Japan is his home.
And he's still very young, too.
Before we get into... Oh, you know what? New Japan's got a show this weekend.
Do they really?
Yeah, hold on a second.
When does Kenta go up against?
That's this Sunday.
Is it really? Oh man, don't tell me that. Don't tell me. I hope Kenta. Man, I don't want Canada to win yet because I love Naito.
Yeah, no, hold on.
Oh, man.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. I just got to bring up the...
yeah, hold on, people.
It's the 9th. I'm sorry. Sunday's the 9th, right?
Today's the 6th.
No, today's the 6th? No, today's the 7th.
Is it? No, today's the 6th, dude.
Today's the 6th? Okay. So this is going to be the 8th. I forgot the name of the fucking event already. Hold on. Schedule. Here we go. New beginning in Osaka. That's it. Let's see. Match lineup. This is a Sunday. This is a...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Today's the 7th. You're right.
Right. So the 9th.
It is the 9th. Sorry.
Okay. This is the first match is Yuji Nagata, Kojima, Tenzan, and Nakanishi versus Makabe, Hamna, Toa Hanare, and Taguchi. IWGP heavyweight junior heavyweight tag match. Sho and Yo defending against Desperado and Kanemura. That's Suzuki-gun.
Yep.
Let's see. Today's the 7th. Thank you. Shining Wizards are in the room. Third match, 8-man tag. Kota Ibushi, Tanahashi, and Finn Juice taking on Bullet Club. The newly re-signed Chase Owens, Takahashi, Tangaloa, Tama Tonga. All right. Your next match is a special tag match. Will Ospreay and Okada of Chaos going up against Suzuki-gun, Zack Sabre Jr., and Taichi.
Yep.
That's going to be a good match.
Did you see the... I don't know if you saw the way they beat the shit out of Okada, where Zack Sabre Jr. wrapped his whole body around him.
I most certainly did.
Fucked his ass up.
I most certainly did. Tanahashi... that's got to be Tony. Sonata versus Jay.
Why?
And who else? Let's see here. And IWGP Junior Heavyweight match, Ryu Lee, Dragon Lee, same yep. fucking thing against Takahashi.
Oof.
Time bomb. The match I'm looking forward to the most. The murder of John Moxley.
Oh, you really are. You're hoping that he gets annihilated.
Oh, I hope Suzuki beats the fucking... I don't even want Suzuki to take the belt. I just want Suzuki to beat the fucking snot out of
him.
You want
to know something? I think Suzuki's going to get the belt. He's going to be the first Japanese to win to hold the U.S. title.
Hashtag fuck Jay White.
Wow.
I love it. That's for the U.S. title, by the way. And for the IWGP Intercontinental and Heavyweight Championship...
The main event.
The first defense of... Tetsuya Naito against Kenta, the Heat Seeker.
Yes.
I don't see Kenta winning right now.
Not yet.
However, I'm very much anticipating this match. I cannot wait for this card. I hope to be staying up late for that, and waking up early for it, I should say. New Japan's always a good time. Always a good time. Always.
It's great. I mean, we went to G1, went to the...
I'm telling you, man.
Manhattan Center.
Elaine said he loved Georgia. He was in Atlanta for New Japan. He got me a shirt. It's New Japan Atlanta, it says on it. It's pretty nice. Dope. It's got the New Japan 72 on the back. And I got to see the tag titles change hands. I watched it on New Japan World. They showed the match.
Nice.
I'm not mad at Finn Juice. I like them as a team.
But Gorillas of Destiny are still a solid team. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those guys are too good.
Gorilla tactics, baby, all day long. All day long.
And nobody really need gorillas.
Ain't nobody realer than gorillas, bro. Mm-hmm. Did you watch AEW at all?
I just saw the segment that was masterfully done. Masterfully booked, by the way. Where it was MJF whipping the shit out of Cody Rhodes. This segment made MJF the best heel in the company.
Justin, we heard that rumor during Wrestle Kingdom weekend that the Garden might be running a New Japan.
Yeah, they
show.
Will. They will.
Because around that same time, Japan's doing the Summer Olympics.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Cody.
I think this segment made Cody the top babyface in the company, and MJF became the top heel of the company with the segment. Even after he whipped the shit out of Cody, he still kicked him in the fucking nuts and ran out like a scalded dog, as JR would say.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that, though.
What made it even better, the segment really good, was the fact that friend and family member came out to, you know, to praise him, like, you know, keep going, don't give up. What really set up to put this segment at the top was when Brandy came out. Fredo was like, oh, please don't give up, baby. Just one more, and you got this, and you got this guy. And that was it.
Did you see Brandy's Twitter?
I did not. What happened?
She showed a picture of his back.
Oh, with the welts? Yeah, oh, dude, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I heard rumors that they wanted to use his Cody's weightlifting belt at one point. And I was like, nah, it's not. Fuck
that's not going to work.
No, it's going to hurt a lot. No, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
But, man, Cody, his back, I tell you, man, I see really bright things for MJF after this segment. It was insane. I still think MJF is going to beat Cody, though.
He's got to fight a cage match, though.
Yeah. Wardlow? What was his name? Wide load. I don't even know. Like, who is this mook?
We were getting together at the end of the month for the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
At Orleans.
Who is this mook?
I don't even know. I haven't even done any homework on this.
He's a big motherfucker, though.
Hey, he looks like fucking... who's that Dutch kid that was wrestled? Mason Ryan.
Yo, he does look like
Mason Ryan a little bit.
He looks like Mason Ryan. You're correct. He looks like Batista Jr. 2.0.
Batista 2.5.
2.5. I remember when Mason Ryan was still doing the dark shows and or house shows, whatever you want to call it. And he came out to do a battle royal with a lot of the other talent. I was like, oh, look, it's Batista. And everyone was like, no, it doesn't look like it. I was like,
I stand alone.
I tell you, Batista's a fucking beast. I love Batista. No, that man can do no wrong in my eyes. Even when he came back in 2014, when he was supposed to win the belt, he was still amazing.
He was mad.
He was bitter.
He was a bit of Betty, yeah.
But he wanted to be a heel. He didn't want to be a baby face. He knew he was going to get booed out of the fucking building.
I'm not mad at that.
He's a great heel.
I'm not mad at that at all.
I liked him when he was a baby face and he was going up against Evolution. Him against the Triple H and Ric Flair. That was great. That was good shit. Him against Edge was amazing.
Oh, no. When he jumped Ric Flair last year, that was pretty dope.
That was dope.
At Flair's birthday party.
He's like, do I got your attention now?
I have your attention now? I was like, yes. I came home from work early. I was like, yes.
That was great. That was good stuff. What about when Triple H ripped the earring out of his ear during the match?
That was pretty good.
I was like, God damn.
I'm pretty sure they rehearsed that and was like, I didn't think he expected it to hurt as much as it did when he did it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like, listen, man, I'm going to pull your earring off. All right, I mean, I'll make it. Yeah, no, Triple H really fucking
yanked. Oh, he fucked the shit out of him.
Yeah, he most certainly did.
Oh.
He most certainly did. Yeah, no, AEW was good. I don't know. It's not losing momentum for me.
It's not.
I'm enjoying the shows. I really
me too.
Am. There was a couple of discrepancies online I read. And, you know, at this point now, you're November, December, January, February. You're like 4 months in. So you're basically, you know, almost a season and a half now.
Correct.
If you're talking TV time. And, you know, expectations are higher now because of the whole signing on for more shows and TNT giving it the praise. Yeah. And, you know, I just want them to showcase some more talent a little better. Like, I know they brought Joey Janela back into the fold.
Yeah.
They're doing really good with the Hangman Page, Kenny Omega thing. I like that. The Dark Order thing.
It's, unless it's, they need to get a legit leader for that group.
Right. Or somebody cool that we don't think it's going to be, who's younger. I honestly, I know Matt Hardy sounds great, but I'd rather not see Matt Hardy. It fits, but if you're going to give me something different, give me somebody cooler who can do it.
Well, I heard Brody Lee is supposed to be the leader.
I'm not mad at that. If he can talk.
I think he could talk.
Okay. If he can talk, I'm definitely not mad at that. Does he have an no-compete clause?
Yes, but rumors are circulating he's going to debut March, I think it's 14th, I want to say, because they're going to be in Rochester, which is Brody Lee's hometown.
Yeah, we'll be at AEW in March, myself and
Ron. Newark, right?
Newark, yeah. Yeah.
And I hear that he's supposed to be the leader, so we'll see what happens. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm down for that. I have a couple of things I want to ask you. What do you think of the signings of Timothy Thatcher and Killer Kross going to WWE?
I saw Killer Kross, like I said, in MLW. I think he's got tons of talent. I think if he's used properly, he's a star.
Yeah.
Timothy Thatcher is another one of those guys. He was in MLW as well. I think he was in Chikara for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Evolve, I think he did. Dragon Gate.
He's also, believe it or not, he was one of the original members of Imperium.
Yes.
In Progress, if I'm not mistaken.
Dragon Gate also signed on with MLW, by the way.
What?
They're going to be doing joint stuff.
Really? Good for them, dude.
I'm not mad at these things. If they can, if they're going to go to NXT and do their thing.
A lot of people are saying that Timothy Thatcher might go to NXT UK just to join up with Imperium.
Right? I'm not mad at that. I really want Killer Cross to just kill people.
Oh, he's going to demolish everybody, dude.
Maybe he'll get Punishment Martinez beaten.
I think he needs to go to fucking either Raw or SmackDown. He's a fucking beast, bro. He just needs to go. What's
that? Oh, if you cocksuckers don't call this, I ain't mad at that. You're both wicked retarded. I like Meat Mittens better.
Meat Mittens?
Meat Mittens. That's pretty dope. I'm sorry. I'm not mad at it. If they utilize properly, you know, I don't have any. Listen, everybody needs to do it. If you can do it and get away with it and be signed and have a good career or finish your career at this point.
Yeah. I had one friend who was just like appalled at the fact that he joined WWE. I'm like, why? He's like, oh, he should have went to AEW. He should have stayed with Impact. I was like, who cares? His girl was with NXT. He's in NXT. He's going to be phenomenal in that brand.
He's quite a sight.
He's a monster.
He's a monster.
6'4", 200, and I believe 60 pounds.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
He's going to do just fine, people.
As Tank would say, that's a huge bitch.
Yes.
That's a huge bitch.
I was very happy to see that he went to NXT.
Yeah, man.
But I think he's going to be great on the main roster. Could you imagine the matches him and Drew McIntyre would have? They'd destroy each other.
Yeah. Any big man at that point. Him and Keith Lee.
Oof.
Him beat up Punishment Martinez, like I
him
said.
Him and Goldberg.
Him and
Lesnar.
How about him and Velveteen Dream?
Ooh. By the way, he came back.
He's back, yeah.
He's back. And he had he did the homage to Rick Rude. He put Marina Shafir and his kid on his tights. I was like, oh my God. That's not cool, man. That's something that a heel would do.
Yeah.
Not a babyface, but who knows?
Who knows? Who knows who's a heel babyface? Who cares?
Who care?
Who care? What are you, retarded?
You retarded.
Pocky can't have it, yeah. Take a wicked pisser.
Yes. Yes. Anything else?
No. Well, you said you wanted to ask me some stuff. That was it? Fuck Velveteen Dream.
Wow.
Okay, Shining Wizards.
All right there, Bowman.
It's not Bowman.
It's Tony?
It's got to be Tony. Kevin don't like us.
Woo! What? Kevin loves us. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I think that's it. You want to take a quick break and come back and do a throwback?
Yeah, of course.
Anything else on the docket?
I can't think of anything else right now.
We covered New Japan, AEW, NXT. We apologize.
Rob said he's going to go see the Birds of Prey tonight.
On purpose? No. No, I'm probably going to go see it next week.
Got good reviews, apparently.
What'd I tell you?
Fuck that.
It sucks.
It looks stupid.
Without even seeing it, you said it sucked.
It looks stupid.
You're one of those fucking people. I can't stand that, dude.
Listen. I've seen.
Don't be one of those people, bro. You're so much better than that.
Listen.
You're so much better.
Let me tell you something, brother. You know what? I'll wait. You know what? I want a real comic book aficionado to go over there and watch this.
Yeah, you.
I want you to go watch
it. I'm going to go watch it.
And you let me know.
Listen, I'll go see it next week. Maybe I'll go see it Sunday.
You know which movie I do want to see? Is Suicide Squad with James Gunn, who did the...
I'm not even looking forward to that, but I'll go see it anyway.
I am looking forward to it, because James Gunn is fucking directing it.
Oh, we're joined in the chat room by the handsome one himself, Mr. Dan Lopez.
Hey, buddy!
Handsome Dan. That's right.
But, I'm excited for the Suicide Squad movie, because it's done by the director of Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay. Did you hear what's going on? I read in a report that one of the villains for the new Captain Marvel movie...
Mm-hmm.
With Brie Larson.
He's an X-Men character.
Yeah. You know who it is?
No.
It's Rogue.
Ooh.
You know why?
No.
Because Rogue steals her powers in the comic books.
Oh.
I can't wait.
Rogue got some tittle biggies.
No, nah, not the young Rogue.
Young Rogue. No,
young Rogue, no. Only in 1990s Rogue does, though.
Save your money for Wonder Woman 84. That's right. Wonder Woman 84 looks
Wonder dope. Woman 84 looks really good. I'm sorry, it really does. It looks amazing.
It does.
I feel like the single hero movies look amazing. I thought Aquaman was amazing. Mm-hmm. Shazam was good.
I was watching Shazam the other day.
Where on the
on the gimmick on
the app
the Fire Stick.
Oh, I want to see. Why do they put those movies on the DC Universe? I don't get that.
They'll make it there eventually.
It's taking forever, dude.
That's movie rights, dude.
Yeah.
Did you watch a Harley Quinn thing yet?
Yes, I did. It's funny.
Isn't it great?
It's funny.
I'm like two episodes behind.
It's pretty funny.
No, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that. So let's take a quick break. Let's plug our friends.
Let's wet our whistles.
I'm wetting the whistles right here. Damn it. Yeah.
You should rock the runway.
Runway is just old hat to me, oh, honey.
Stop it.
Hello.
Fresco.
Fresco. All right, listen, we'll be right back with Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on the rant. And we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For 8 years and over 450 episodes, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussion, and plenty of laughs along the way in discussing the world of professional wrestling. We are available live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East on RantDMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And of course, we are available also on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, go to ShiningWizards.com. Be ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Hey everyone, this is Justin Anderson, one of your hosts from the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, where each week we break down the news in the world of geek culture, entertainment, professional wrestling, sports, and music. We also give our spin on the typical top 10 lists and fan cast our own movies. That's the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, or download from inconclusivebreakdown.libsyn.com.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Hey, this is the Queen of Extreme, Francine, and you are listening to Phil, Jay, and that pain in the ass Choppy on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
At 34 years of age, the 15-year career of Mick Foley is over. He has taken his final walk from a World Wrestling Federation ring. Goodbye, my friend. Godspeed, Mick Foley.
To align myself with a champion, and that lightning bolt has struck. I've aligned myself with the future World Wrestling Federation champion.
Here comes the people's champion.
Big Show, The Rock says this, and no way out, you did beat The Rock. But unlike you, the people's champ isn't gonna whine, moan, and complain, because the people's champ guarantees that he is going to WrestleMania, and The Rock guarantees that he is gonna be champion.
Since you've had your chance and you blew it, you, Rock, will go back to the bottom of the ladder.
It's gonna be The Rock against the Brooklyn Brawler. The Rock
bottom, the Rock bottom. Triple H, The Rock says you think you're real cute. Making The Rock face the Brooklyn Brawler. Bring your candy ass out here. It's gonna be The Rock kicking Triple H's candy ass match.
That's not happening tonight. No, it will not be. The Rock versus Triple H for the WWF Championship tonight. I've seen it happen.
You've got one last chance. If you can pin either Triple H or the Big Show in a handicap match, then you can have your number one contendership for the World Wrestling Federation Championship at WrestleMania.
He's going to WrestleMania with the People's Elbow!
The Rock got it. It's over.
Yeah, man.
Featuring Quilo, okay?
Tranquilo.
Tranquilo. I love Naito. I'm sorry. You guys are too good.
Nah, he's good. See who joined the regular LIJ?
Well, from Mexico?
Yeah.
No.
Kenny King?
Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
He said, fuck him. He said,
fuck Kenny King.
He said, fuck him.
Him leaving fucking ROH really screwed over Rhett Titus. I thought Rhett Titus was going to be a big deal at one point.
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't like Rhett?
No, I liked him and Kenny King.
The All Night Express?
The All Night Express,
they were good, man.
They were good, man. Him, them, and he used to fight the Kings of Wrestling.
Oh, my God.
And then the American the Wolves.
The Wolves.
Eddie Edwards
and David Richards.
Yeah.
David Richards was like fucking Dynamite Kid incarnated.
Fuck Kenny King. Wow. Tony's angry tonight.
Yeah, fuck him, dude. Fuck Kenny King.
All right. You ready for your throwback tonight?
Yeah, dude.
All right, let's do it.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Yeah, and fuck King Mo, too.
Was he really that bad?
Dude, he was awful.
Really?
I'm telling you, ask the crew.
Who trained his ass?
Oh, I don't know. No, Sir Mo was from Men on a Mission. That guy can actually work.
Oh, Sir Mo.
Sir Mo.
Sir Mo. Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, what's good, my little brother? Mike, I don't have to beat that thing till 7 tomorrow, so if you want to hook up tomorrow, I'm going to be in my brother's neighborhood tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So hit me up tomorrow. We'll see if we do.
Are you going to go to the Plaza of the Apes?
No. Now.
No.
Now the Plaza of the Apes. I'm not going to the Plaza of the Apes.
Okay, just figured I'd ask. You guys are so close, so.
I'm going to be near there, yeah. So, yeah, Anime Mike can hit me up.
You might as well go to the Floridian Diner, too.
I heard it's not that good anymore.
What?
That I'm not saying, if that's the case, I'm just going to go. I'm going to stay by Mill Basin. I'm going to be in Mill Basin tomorrow night. But I'm going to go to, I'll go to fucking Canarsie and go to the fucking the diner over there on Foster and,
I didn't even know the Canarsie had a diner. What was it called?
Shit.
Oh, man, I'll put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
No. Hold on. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Doesn't your brother look like a...
Diner, Canarsie, Brooklyn.
Doesn't your brother look like, in his profile picture, doesn't
he? Diner, Canarsie, Brooklyn.
It's
the Arch Diner on Ralph Avenue.
Okay. I was looking at your brother's profile pic. Doesn't he look like a fucking future Backstreet Boy in the making?
Everybody. Yeah, he does.
Fuck your body.
Fuck your bottom.
What we got here?
I'm over here now.
Hey.
Hey, Hartford, Connecticut. How we doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? February 27th, 2000.
The land of fucking the corporate offices of WWE.
I don't have a buy rate for this one, but 12,000 people.
Hold on. 12,000 people showed up?
12,551.
Buy rate. Hold on. I'm about to look this up. Give me a second, people.
He looked like what? He looked like a fucking boy band. That's what Choppy's saying, Mike.
Oh, fuck him. No Way Out. 2000. Pay-per-view?
PPV.
Buy rate. I'm sure it was pretty high.
Yeah. I actually enjoyed this. This is pretty good.
This was a good pay-per-view. I liked it a lot.
Listen, sir, don't start on looks.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Oh, boy. He just had to say something, didn't he?
Fuck it. Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Believe it or not, it wasn't that high.
For 2000, how much was it?
It was only half, 600,000 buys.
So 0.6?
0.6. It wasn't a lot. I'm surprised to hear that.
Oh, all right.
But, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Listen, you guys wanted this pay-per-view, and Jay's not here. So, this is your baby.
Yeah, so, first match of the night. We have, I know there's some Sunday Night Heat shenanigans, but first match of the night was the Intercontinental Championship match. We had the one true real athlete of the WWF, which was Kurt Angle.
Kirk Angle.
And he is the current European champion.
and he wants to become the first Eurocontinental champion.
And he walks down the ring, he strolls, and he wants to be the Eurocontinental champion.
Fucking brilliant.
God bless him. He wasn't the first, though.
No.
The first was D'Lo Brown.
D'Lo Brown. Chest plate.
Get down with the Brown.
Get down with the Brown. Hey, now.
I was not too thrilled with this match, honestly. Maybe because Angle was still very green at this point.
He was a couple of months in.
He was only a couple of months in. I think he's still pretty green, but he's very good on the mic, and he just knows how to fucking talk. Just
absolutely
a fantastic talent.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you right, about 2001, he was, nobody could touch him in the ring in 2001.
That was a year from now, but yeah. He only made his, he's only been in there for a couple of months, so.
I mean, his, like, I think right now, he throughout his whole, like, his initial run with the WWF, everyone thought he was a babyface because he's an Olympic gold medalist. People were going to cheer for him. No. They hated him. Excuse me. They hated him because of the way he acted. Like, he thought he was better than every other superstar in the roster.
On the flip side, did you think that the partnership with Jericho and China was a bit off?
Way off.
Right? Was it me?
Way off. It just didn't fit. I mean, okay, so in November, Jericho is breaking her thumb with a hammer, and all of a sudden she's friends with him? Like, just like that? No, it's not cool.
All right, so we get into this match.
Yeah.
Angle blocks the Lion Salt, right, mm-hmm. with the European title.
Yep.
Well, before that, China takes the bump, getting sandwiched between Angle and Steel Steps.
Yep.
And then Angle blocks the Lion Salt, and then he covers the Steel title at 10-14. So he wins.
Becomes the third ever Eurocontinental champion.
At 10 minutes and 14 seconds.
The second ever was Jeff Jarrett.
Backstage, the Dudley Boys are being interviewed about the tag title match.
Bubba Ray, this is good.
In Southern accents, says the fans should prepare for another title change.
It's the best.
Fuck Bubba.
Oh, come on.
Him and Dreamer did good, though, on Busted Open on Thursday.
Did you hear what MGF did on Busted
Open?
Yes,
yes. I most certainly did.
That was great stuff.
Your next match is for the WWF Tag Team Championship.
Good match.
The Dudleys going up against the champions, the New Age Outlaws.
Good fucking match. I enjoy this match thoroughly.
ECW chants up the wazoo.
Yeah, dude. In Connecticut, of all places? That's
They toured there a lot.
That's WWF country, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, dude.
Yep.
And I believe this is the match where Billy Gunn injured his arm or his shoulder, something like that.
He was never officially Mr. Ass at this point, but JR always called him that. He hits the Famouser, clearly nursing the shoulder because he hurt his shoulder.
Yes.
Bubba whacks him with a lead pipe.
That's for the storyline purposes, yes.
They hit a great 3D with the win 5 months after debuting. That was their first title?
First WWF tag team title, yes. And they would go on to hold on to the belts until WrestleMania 2000.
It's basically one-sided because Billy Gunn was legitimately hurt.
He was, and they had to employ the pipe angle with Bubba hitting him with the pipe. Do you know what happens after this pay-per-view?
Remind me, because I don't remember.
So basically, the following night, Billy Gunn has his arm in a sling, and, you know, and Triple H is talking to all of DX. He's like, yeah, now it's time for us to get time for DX to get their tag team titles back. And then Billy Gunn says, he's like, yeah, that's right. He's like, and then he says, what I mean by DX, I mean Dog and X-Pac, not you, because you're hurt. And then Billy Gunn's like, what do you mean, not me? I'm better than you, and this, and then he gets in Triple H. He's like, I'm better than you. I was always better than you.
Oh shit!
And then Triple H, he's like, relax, relax. All of a sudden, Triple H just whops him right in the fucking face and kicks him out of the group just from there. And then you don't see Billy Gunn for a good year.
I'm an ass man.
Bam, bam, bam. He got his ass kicked. Bam, bam.
Then we go to Kurt Angle with his celebration in the concession stands.
Yes.
With the fans. All right. Your next match. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
So Viscera attacks Mae Young on Raw, and she nearly loses her baby. Oh, I'm sorry, her hand.
Her hand. Yeah. Right? Let's get it right.
And then in the last minute, they brawl on Heat.
This match was awful.
This match was fucking terrible.
It was definitely not on the Meltzer reading, I'll tell you right now.
So Mae Young does a run in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vis shoves it down, but takes a body slam and then loses. So
it was a good match.
Yeah.
What a barn burner, I tell you.
Lillian Garcia is in the back interviewing Chris Jericho and asks if there's tension between him and China. He calls her Vivian.
Vivian.
Says there isn't.
That's funny.
He threatens Kurt if the new champion keeps acting like a tool.
You want to know something? Why didn't these two ever have like a real legitimate feud?
Who?
Him and Kurt Angle and Jericho.
I don't know.
They never feuded. It was like one or two matches.
I'm sure if you asked Jericho on social media, he'll answer.
Oh, my God. I always wondered that. They would have been...
That's a great question.
Could you imagine a 2002 Jericho versus a 2002 Kurt Angle? That would have been a fantastic feud.
No, you're right. Absolutely. 100%.
Could you... Because I'll never forget Kurt Angle versus Edge in 2002. Oh, and then...
Anything with Edge at that point.
Oh, my God. Edge was money in 2002.
He was. Absolutely.
Edge and fucking Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie was on another fucking planet, dude.
And then when Los Guerreros won the tag team titles, too? Oh, by the way, I forgot to ask you. Are you going to watch the Ruthless Aggression documentary series?
I mean, am I going to watch it? Of course I'm going to watch
it. Dude, I could have... I was like, what?
When's that coming out? In a couple weeks?
I think like a week or two.
It's on the network.
Yes. Did you hear what Paul Heyman says in the trailer?
I didn't see the trailer.
Paul Heyman says, well, Brock was down in OVW, and he said that if you don't send me right to the main roster, you can fuck yourselves. I'm out of this company.
Oh, shit.
And this is what Brock in OVW telling people on the main roster what he wanted to do. Go figure. Anyways.
Then we see Billy Gunn getting his shoulder looked at by medics.
Yep.
By Hartford's finest.
Were they doing a good job by your standards?
Yes, they did a fine job.
Wow. Wow. I'm surprised.
That went bad.
They always fuck up on the neck brace, I'll tell you.
They most certainly do. And everybody gives me shit for it. Oh, Phil's going to judge him? Yeah, you fucking right I am.
God damn it.
I made a living out of that shit.
God damn it.
You bastards. Number one contenders match. Edge and Christian versus the Hardy Boys.
Good match.
Very, very good match. This is when they still with Terry.
This match went 15 minutes.
Well, Terry hired the APA to protect her since the Dudleys were putting a...
Correct.
Because they were putting women through tables at one point, right?
So she screws them. Screws the Hardy Boys. And then the Hardy Boys are like, questioning, like, what the hell are you doing? And guess what happens? I love APA.
Absolutely.
Why is it that I love Bradshaw as part of the APA, but I fucking couldn't stand him when he was...
By himself? I didn't like him by himself either.
I didn't like him by himself.
You and I have a lot in common. That's why we do the show together.
But him and Farooq were money, dude.
I hated Bradshaw as champion. I hated it. I understood it. I just didn't like it. He wasn't a bad wrestler. I just didn't like the gimmick. I just didn't like...
Like the fake ass. He was like a fake ass.
JR Ewing, yeah. Anyway, this is a great match. So Edge gets the hot tag, hitting both Hardys with his offense. Christian takes out Matt with a plancha. Jeff takes a breather, takes a beating as Edge and Christian use frequent tags and do the tandem offense.
Yeah.
Jeff's heat segments last longer than Christian's. Matt sneaks in a big elbow drop. And his brother has an opening. Once Matt gets the tag, the match breaks down to something more exciting. Edge counters the poetry in motion with an awesome spear. He eats the twist of fate and Jeff sets up the swanton, and then once he's up, Terry shoves him off the top rope into the guardrail. Then she slaps Matt, and Christian hits the upper tier. No, not on the unprettier, I should say.
Yeah.
Not named yet. For the win at 15-16. They don't need ladders for this match, though.
No, it was just... I mean, at this point, they had wrestled, I think, a good 20 or 30 times.
Yeah.
They're just so good.
Then Terry celebrates with Edge and Christian, who are confused.
Yeah.
The Hardys got Terry for... The APA is still around, though, so they beat the Hardys up. Farooq nearly murders Jeff with a partially brutal Dominator.
Ugh. You know, the Dominator didn't bother me. You know which move really bothered me when he did it? Was the Spinebuster.
Yeah.
Dude... He used to knock the fuck out of you with that spinebuster and that power slam of his. Oh my God!
Backstage, Christian said he didn't expect to win that way, but Edge says the Hardys would have accepted it too. Elsewhere, the Big Show pleads his case of being the real Royal Rumble 2000 winner. He was honestly right in this entire argument.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Whatever. I think so.
Fuck him.
Nope.
Can I ask you, what was the point of this next match?
Fuck it! Besides having my boy Taz in there?
I love Taz, but what was the point of the match? 40, was it?
Well, it's been a month, and now Taz's time is up.
2 minutes? 2 minutes?
This was 44 seconds.
Oh my God.
He's played his Taz mission. Albert whacks him for the DQ with 44 seconds.
So, he still gets the win regardless.
But he's not, no, there's no heat, no nothing.
Ugh.
This match, I enjoyed this match. X-Pac and
I hated it.
You didn't like it?
I don't like it.
I liked the few. I liked them as a team.
I
didn't like Kane at all at that point, but I liked this.
I liked X-Pac as the underdog babyface. You know, he was doing so well in 1999, and then all of a sudden they decided to bring back DX as a heel faction, and it was all right. Yeah, you know, and at this point, it just cares.
So Kane no sells her shots, and then tombstones her. He goes up for the steps. Pac drop kicks him in the face. Mm-hmm. Uses the steps for the pin for the leverage at 7:49. It's more of a sprint, but the good way to move the feud along, like I said.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like the last, you know. Oh shit! You know who's in the room, Chop?
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Is that Scotty?
Scott!
Wow.
What's up, handsome?
See the pop figures you got?
Yeah, I like Scott's little, he posts his weekly, his findings.
Acquisitions.
His acquisitions.
Hey, that John Cena Thugonomics pop figure is dope.
Word life it is. Word life it is. Okay. Mitchell Cole. Interviews the Radicals. Thank you, Scott.
Todd Phillips? The announcer?
Yeah.
Jericho called him Felipe at one point.
Felipe. Mike Cole interviews the Radicals who were insulted. He thinks they're nervous about their first pay-per-view. The Radicals with Eddie Guerrero.
Correct. He was injured.
Taking on Too Cool and Rikishi. Before the bell, Eddie tried to use the pipe.
Can I just say, Benoit was jacked.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Jacked. And not just Benoit. Did you see Perry Saturn?
Yes.
They were in competition for best physique in the group.
Scotty hits the worm, but then he gets a bad leg chop, blocked twice. Grandmaster Sexay, rest in peace. Nails the hip-hop drop, but Benoit breaks the pin with a diving headbutt.
Yeah.
Too Cool, Saturn, and Benoit all fall to the ring outside and scuffle. Malenko, who ran from Rikishi earlier, is confident since the big man is down. Rikishi turns things around, squashes Dean with the bonsai drop at 12:43. There you go.
Do you think they should have lost?
It just shows that they had it just for the sake of the story. I feel like they had to give the face team to win just so they can generate more heat with Eddie Guerrero, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think Eddie Guerrero was the X factor in this match. In the lobby, Kurt Angle's still celebrating with the fans. It's fucking awesome. All right. Number one contenders match.
Believe it or not, I actually enjoyed the fuck out of this match, even though it wasn't like the...
You know, it felt like it was longer than it was.
Well, I'd say right now, the spot of the match was definitely when Shane hit him with the fucking belt of the chair. That chair shot, I was like, damn, it was an athletic chair shot. I'll tell you, man. I don't know where he got his jeans from. It's definitely not from Vince, because Vince is not athletic whatsoever.
So, Show tries the chair shot, but he misses.
Yeah.
Hits the choke slam following the ref bump for the visual win. Of course, all reliable, Tim White runs out the count, but Hebner pulls him out.
Mm-hmm.
They start arguing, renewing their earlier issues. They had beef, apparently.
Correct.
Shane McMahon returns with a monster pop while the officials brawl. Rock hits Show with the chair and nails the rock bottom. His people's elbow is broken up by a wicked chair shot, New England.
Wicked
chair. Giving Show the win at 9:27. About as good as you can expect considering this was having Show win and Shane appear with both surprises.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kurt Angle's back.
Christ.
Humming We Are the Champions on his way to his car. And Jericho and China attack him and throw him in the trunk. It's fucking jerks.
He's such a nerd, though.
I love it.
Your main event.
This wasn't their best match, though.
It was not. You know what really killed it for me? Is when that back body drop off the Hell in a Cell into the and then he collapses the ring. It's so phony. Why'd you do that?
They were just trying to up the ante.
I mean, the Hell in a Cell match that Foley and Undertaker had done was, it's never going to be duplicated. You can't duplicate that match. And they were trying to do something similar with him being thrown over the cage and then he falls right through the ring. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
But I understood it. I understood why they tried to do that. But the match itself wasn't terrible. There was one point where where JR is like, you know, he Cactus took a pedigree. He kicked out. And then Triple H goes for the pedigree again. And then you hear JR say, kick out, kick out, kick out. Damn it. Shit was so funny. I loved it.
How about, he won't die.
He won't die. And JR, like, Cactus, just retire. It's over. He kept saying, just retire.
JR was great, though.
JR was great.
JR was great in this match.
He was really trying to put over the fact that he was retiring, you know, like, or he was behind him solidly, but whatever, you know.
You know, this was 24 minutes.
It was. I felt like it went a little bit longer than expected.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty good match.
Mm-hmm.
I still think their street fight was way better.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, my God.
No, 100%.
They tore each other up in that street fight.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, the pedigree, he gets it with the pedigree.
Yeah.
And the career was on the line until next month.
Correct. Yeah. How many times did Foley retire?
Not as many times as Terry Funk.
Terry Funk retired a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, Terry Funk retired too many times.
Way too many times.
Too many times. Hello,
man.
Mr. Will Morgan.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Michael Walsh says, chop dust.
Ooh, I haven't done that yet today.
Thank God.
My ass is not on fuego.
I appreciate that. Well, I cracked one. I went to get my Strat cards today because it was opening day for Strat-O-Matic. And I crop dusted a fucking bunch of dudes on that line. I was leaving the facility and I just fucking went Silent But Deadly. It followed me to the car. Oh, man, it was terrible. Like something died in my asshole. It was so bad. So fucking bad.
Oh, man, that's funny shit.
It was very. I thought the pay-per-view was good.
What do you want to do, a letter rating, or you want to give it a number rating?
Let's do the letter. Who do you give it?
I give it a B+.
I was going to say the same thing.
And I'll tell you why. Based on the fact that the Hell in a Cell match pretty much supposedly ended Mick Foley's career. The Rock and Big Show match was a surprise. Two surprises, obviously. Big Show winning and then Shane McMahon appearing. The Edge and Christian match, Edge and Christian and Hardy Boys match was fantastic. And then, you know, also, even though it wasn't the best match on the card, Kurt Angle and Jericho, Kurt Angle winning the Intercontinental title was really good as well. So all in all, it's definitely a B+ for me.
It's a B+ for me. I thought some of the stuff was in like the Mae Young thing was awful. They could have did it on Heat and called that a day. The Taz, big boss man, made no sense to me.
I know.
But the Billy Gunn thing made sense because they kicked him out of DX the next day. And I know you didn't enjoy the Kane and X-Pac.
It was okay.
I did. It was good. B+.
I give it a B+. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They had some solid fucking matches on that card.
Yeah, 2000 is going to be a good year for wrestling, I feel like.
Wait until next month. Oof.
Oof.
It's going to be good shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting... it is Black History Month. We normally do something. I didn't do anything this week.
I forgot about that, man. I'm so sorry. I feel terrible.
No. Jay not being here tonight, and then we're not going to be here next week. We're going to try to do an episode next week, maybe Saturday or Sunday. We're going to try if we're around.
Yeah.
But it is Valentine's Day, so, and everybody's got
to
do
it. If we have to, we could do it on Thursday night and record something.
Yeah, I mean, I won't be here till 9 o'clock, but we could definitely do something Thursday night.
That's fine.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we'll do something Thursday night.
It's fine with me.
See what's up with the fucking, with the Mr. Big Copper Pump. Big Copper Pump is your hookup. Go see Jay tomorrow at the...
Yo!
What?
He should have a pop figure that does that.
Who, Jay?
You know, just flexing.
You holler if you hear me.
Yeah.
With drumsticks in his hand.
Yeah, right?
Seriously.
What's this?
It's just some generic fucking beat so YouTube doesn't take all the videos down.
Wow.
Because I'm like getting copyrighted again.
I thought it was going to say Fear Factory on there. It said no fear.
No Fear Factory. That's copyrighted.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, well, thank you for hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah, please. Thank you. That was great.
Social media gimmicks, patreon.com/turnbuckle throwbacks. Please donate. The more we donate, the more content we're going to put out for you guys. Turnbuckle throwbacks.com, rantemradio.com, shiningwizardsnetwork.com, Dog Satellite Media. ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. T-Buckle T-Backs on the Tweet Machine. At Choppy2984 on
Twitter.
And Twitter and Instagram. And I think that's it. TurnbuckleThrowbacks1@gmail.com if you want to email us.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? Anything good?
Oh, we'll go to... what is it? Ugh. Damn it. I just had the website. For the T-shirts.
I did. ProWrestlingTees.
Oh, you did? Okay, sorry.
We're good.
We are good.
We're good. April 18th, we'll be at the 80s WrestleCon 3.
Yes, 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 yes.
With Tommy Fierro and the crew. Come see us, 10 a.m.
Is Hell's Kitchen going to be there?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I think that's it, man.
Yeah, man.
Anything else, brother?
Except for this very generic hip-hop beat. It's that's it?
That's it. So on behalf of Choppy, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu. Take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Be nice to each other, please. No one cares who you're voting for in a couple of months. Politics prevent accountability. Be a nice fucking human being, all right?
Yeah.
And say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Purchase your tracks today.